You know, I have mixed emotions on this season. You know, there's been, you know, the record's frustrating. The close losses are frustrating. Those can kind of give you some sleepless nights. But then when I think bigger picture, Dan, I'm excited about what we got going here, man. I'm really excited about our staff. I'm excited about our younger players. I'm excited about the culture, the kind of the foundation of what we have. So, the whole building really feels like everything is going up. And that's a genuine, sincere feeling. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, it's gone by really fast. This is the fastest year of my life. But it's been all good. Good question. I really think in free agency, you know, we kind of spread out our resources a little bit, so that's, you know, you kind of limit your risk a little bit when you do that. You know, I think last year there might have been a little more 1-year deals than we would typically do, just because I think part of that is, hey, we're just getting here, we're evaluating our team. These 1-year deals give us a little bit of flexibility. But I don't like to put all our eggs in one basket in free agency. We can be a little more targeted now that we really know our team extremely well, but I don't think you're going to see us make one big splash for agent signing. I think it's going to be kind of spread out your resources a little bit. Speaking of Matt, you know, obviously very accomplished player, very productive this year, does a lot of different things really good. And another thing I want to say is the type of teammate he was this year, the way he handled that rotation and with those younger guys, that was all really positive, you know? So we feel like we got a really good group of running backs. Matt's one of the 18 UFAs that we have that we got to discuss going forward, and we got to be real thorough and honest with that assessment. But we like the idea of a rotational group of running backs, and I thought that was one of our better rooms. You know, good question. You know, he's, you know, obviously when Alshon played, he was explosive and a playmaker for our offense. And, you know, the previous two seasons he'd been healthy and highly productive. So he was frustrated by his injuries. We were frustrated by his injuries. And, you know, we got to get a better grasp of that. But, you know, part of the evaluation of a player is his injuries and his availability. And so we'll take that into account. But, you know, going forward, I have a lot of confidence in our sports science team. And, you know, we're gonna think outside the box and be proactive in our, you know, injury prevention approaches. And we'll get that under handle. I think, you know, a new season together, and I think John's talked about this before, is as you're evaluating your team, even individual players, okay, what's their ideal body weight? What's their ideal workload? What's their ideal hydration levels? And I think we're finding out about each individual player more and more, and we can kind of fine-tune their plans going forward. You know, we have extreme confidence in Jay, so I wouldn't say that's the case at all. I mean, we can still do, you know, whatever the case is, if Gase leaves or not, you know, we can do a lot of things similar offensively too. So, you know, I think, you know, in regards to coaches leaving or staff leaving, we're always going to try to hire the best human talent. And guys, when guys are leaving here, that's going to happen if we're doing good things. And, you know, I think, you know, it's up to us to find the right replacements. I think one of the benefits of John, you know, being 100 years old is he's got 150. You know, he knows a lot of coaches around the league, so I think we'll be in good positions.
You know, let me make this clear. I mean, our systems are our systems. They're not any individual systems. They're our systems. So our systems aren't changing, offense, defense, or special teams. And that's – you tweak and you grow and you adjust. I mean, you have to do that in this league because it's a fluid league. There's trends and things that happen and things you have to react to regardless of what they are. That's all part of coaching. But, you know, I think one of the hard things about being a new staff is introducing those systems, and they won't change.